Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second, the DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting third, the third baseman, John Valentin. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth, the catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Mark Lemke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second, the second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting third, the DH, Larry Sutton. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dean Palmer. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Felix Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tim Belcher. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops it up and throws to first, with Belcher covering, for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Damon hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sutton strikes out. Two outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0-0. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hatberg hits a line drive beyond short. Martinez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bragg hits a line drive beyond second. Offerman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. O'Leary scores. Hatberg moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Benjamin hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Conine hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Palmer is hit by the pitch. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive beyond second. Offerman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Belcher, and towards Offerman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Damon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a line drive into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bragg is hit by the pitch. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lemke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bragg moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive beyond third. Palmer can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bragg scores. Lemke moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Offerman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sutton is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Sutton reaches second base with a double. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez fires over to first and Vaughn drops the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Dye moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dye scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Felix Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. Damon hits a line drive beyond short. Benjamin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Offerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conine. Benjamin reaches second base with a double. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lemke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemke hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Sutton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sutton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sutton takes first base on ball 4. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sutton moves to second. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Conine is 0 for 2 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sutton moves to third. Two outs. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a line drive beyond second. Offerman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards third. Palmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Felix Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Damon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benjamin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bragg moves to second. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemke hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sutton hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Service now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0 for 3 in the game. Conine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Conine reaches second base with a double. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmer strikes out. 1 out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin fields it and has Conine trapped. There's the throw to Lemke, who throws over to Valentin, who tags Conine for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Terry Pendleton pinch hits for Mike Sweeney. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Dye moves to second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pendleton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.